The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
646, 14 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to a happy Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. I know that because he's always happy. And today's the day after Christmas. How you doing, Mike?
Man, I am doing great. I made out like a bandit. Santa was very, very good.
What'd he bring you? New
very
saddle?
Good.
New tractor?
What's
old
that?
Tractor? What'd he bring you?
Well, actually, I do have a new John Deere zero-turn lawnmower under the garage. Yes. Yes. Now, it's more, you know, I brought it for my wife. It's a 320R model. I love John Deere, and it'll go to good use here on the farm. So, what? Yes, the John Deere did come. Yes. You know, nothing says Christmas morning like John Deere.
Mm-hmm. I have a sizable lot. And nowhere near Strain Farms, but I do have a sizable lot, and I've been buying these cheap little mowers for like $1,000. They're riders, but they're not zero. One of these days, Mike, and I got three of them to keep breaking because I keep buying them and getting them fixed, and one of these days I'm going to get rid of all three and just give me a decent John Deere zero-turn mower.
They're worth the price. I've had them for many years. This is a smaller size one. That'd be okay for the yard here on the farm, but I have one, you know, for the rest of the property, and then I have the little John Deere tractor up at the veterinary hospital, you know, because I have a lot of grass to cut on a number of properties, but out here on the farm, of course, I got 20 plus acres to keep mowed.
What number did you say?
I have a big John Deere.
That John Deere model you said in the garage. What did you say it was?
A 320Z.
So, well, how big is the deck?
Oh, 42 inches.
That's still pretty big.
That's a small deck.
Well,
42 inches.
Bigger than 30.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So 42, and then the larger, I have a larger 48-foot inch, and then, of course, just 6 and 7 foot bush hogs. You know, so grass cutting is serious business around here. Yes.
All right, at 6:48, 12 till 7, you're listening to Lawnmower Talk with Mike Strain and Tommy Tucker. No, but seriously, man, a zero-turn radius, you can't beat them. Let's talk about recycling Christmas trees, Mike.
Yep. You know, go to the internet and look up the recycling near you. Last year on the North Shore, it was there at St. Tammany Parish Fairgrounds. Some Home Depots are recycling, but generally speaking, and especially in the more urban areas, there will be a recycling day that your normal waste management company will pick it up. Now, that being said, make sure all of the ornaments and all of the lights, everything's off. And you take the stand off and everything, so it's just the tree or any garlands, real garlands, not plastic, real garlands, and bring that to the curb. Get everything off that you can, all the tinsel that you can. Now, one thing that for some reason people may try to burn those things like in a fireplace, don't do that. These things are will burn unbelievably. And, you know,
if
some
you've not
say, okay,
seen that, if you have never seen that, please Google it.
It's unbelievable.
Put it online, because I did it once in the backyard on a rainy day on a Super Bowl day, believe it or not. That's how dry the tree was. Mike, you cannot overemphasize this enough, how dangerous
and
that
how
is.
How fast and how hot it burns. And look, when it's time to get the Christmas tree out of the house, right, get it out. Yep. And whatever you do, especially now after Christmas, whenever you go to bed, make sure you turn the lights off. Now, we have some lights on this tree, and the tree was turned off, and we had a power surge, and they came back on by themselves, you know, from the little switch. So what I'm recommending, if you have a switch on your lights at night, unplug it. Because if you have a power surge or power blink, they could come back on. So just for safety's sake. But you're right. If you've ever burned one, you will be shocked at how hot, how fast it burns. So please be very, very careful with those trees. And look, it does a great deal, you know, to help rebuild the marsh. That's an ongoing project that we know works. So recycle your Christmas tree. But again, make sure it's ready and get all the ornaments off and pack things up. And so you can do that just as soon as you've taken that turkey and deboned that turkey. And, of course, hopefully you've got it deboned. You know, after you cooked it yesterday, what's left, you go ahead and take all the meat off and, you know, and make sure it's chilled down real quickly. Because, you got about 4 days, right? 4 days for leftovers. Then it's best to dispose of that if you haven't already cooked it and started your turkey soup.
Mike, did I understand you say you got your wife a riding lawnmower for Christmas?
I did.
Really?
Absolutely. Yes. Last year she got a Gator, you know, side by side.
Yeah.
John Deere. John Deere. You know, Santa Claus brings stuff to my wife all the time.
She's okay with that.
Yes. Oh, she jumps out. She loves that zero turn.
That's my kind of woman.
Absolutely.
Practical woman right there. That's my kind of woman, because you can't cut grass with a diamond necklace, my friend.
Oh, no. Well, she did get a very nice, some nice jewelry as well.
How long have you been married?
There's always a little, 41 years.
Yeah, you got to figure it out, my friend.
Oh, what? Absolutely.
If I had spoken to you years ago, I wouldn't be buying my house for the second time. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. You just got to get on this. Yeah, you got to understand. Look, you know, women like John Deere. They love John Deere green. Get them so excited. As long as there's perfume involved as well and some jewelry involved as well and all sorts of things. So, you know, as I travel across Louisiana, the U.S., and abroad, I'm always finding little things, special little things in special parts of the world, and I buy them year-round. So Christmas time, you know, I'm generally set. But you ought to see how hard it is to sneak a John Deere lawnmower under the garage on Christmas Eve.
I can imagine.
Right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's about a 2 a.m. That's about a 2 a.m. journey. You know, I got to go down to the tractor shed and sneak it up here without her waking up.
Not to mention wrapping.
Hootie, oh, yeah. Well, no, you just put a little bow on it.
I see.
You just
put I should have been talking to you about marriage advice instead of agriculture and forestry. But anyway, let's talk about fireworks, Mike, because New Year's Eve will happen before we talk again. Talk about fireworks safety, please.
Yeah, so please be very cognizant of where, especially you're shooting the rockets and other things, so you should always have a bucket of water and preferably a rake around there in case. But figure out where you're going to shoot the fireworks. But always be cognizant with rockets and Roman candles and that sort of thing. Don't shoot them into the neighbor's field, right, and start a fire. Hopefully we're going to get a little rain. We should, you know, it's got, and that way things will be wet. And also, again, if you have horses, then, you know, go ahead and, you know, put them up in the barn and just watch them. A lot of times I've had horses colic, you know, in practice because they get upset when they hear the fireworks.
Really?
So just, you know, some of them get upset. So check on them through the night. But safety is key. And use those fireworks properly. If a bottle rocket or whatever it is, a rocket, it needs to be in a stand. You know, don't, you know, start clowning around, especially if you've had a few adult beverages with fireworks. And be safe. But be cognizant. Once you light that match and that rocket goes or whatever it is, you know, just make sure it's aimed in the proper way and you're in the proper place. And if you have children, good, proper supervision. Now, those sparklers can get very hot. You know, the thing about sparklers is a welding rod without a machine. So, again, just have safety. You know, be there with the kids. If they're handling sparklers, make sure they're handling them right or they have gloves on. But, again, safety and have fun. But just be cognizant of what you're dealing with and use them properly. Don't do silly things, you know, like light too many at one time or whatever. And again, everybody wants to have a good time, but be safe. But also here in the countryside, please, don't set my fields on fire.
No, thank you, Mike. Happy New Year to you. And look, there was a house in Belchase.
Happy New Year.
A house in Belchase not too long ago, a couple of years ago, burned down because of a firework on a rainy New Year's evening. So it can definitely happen. You got to be careful. Thank you, sir.
Wow. Well, happy New Year to you. Talk to you soon, okay?
You bet. All right, Mike Strang, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry.